May I have the envelope, please? And the winner is...
The FCC wins an Emmy. We'll explain why. Over 200 LPFM applications from one filer have been dismissed. And the Enforcement Bureau upholds some previous dingers, and payment is now due. All of that coming up.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Monday, February 26, 2024. On Friday, the audio division dismissed 203 pending low-power FM applications for Weather Alert Radio Network, or WARN. The applications proposing new LPFM stations in 9 southern states and the United States Virgin Islands attempted to use the public safety loophole. Under this loophole, government agencies that propose LPFM stations for public safety purposes may hold multiple authorizations within their jurisdiction. The rule does allow non-government entities that provide public safety services to also hold such authorizations as long as the entity does have jurisdiction. Typical non-government entities that would fall under this definition include volunteer fire companies and nonprofit rural electric cooperatives. The audio division stated that WARN's proposal does not meet the definition of public safety radio services, citing Section 309J2A of the Communications Act. According to the letter, public safety radio services encompass three categories of services. Traditional public safety services such as police, fire, and emergency medical services. Entities such as utilities, railroads, and transit systems that provide essential services to the public at large and need reliable communications in order to prevent or respond to disasters affecting their service to the public, and internal radio services used by nonprofit organizations providing emergency road services. The division stated that WARN's proposal to provide weather and weather preparedness information does not fall into any of the public safety radio service categories. The division further stated that the WARN applications are not considered local, as they have provided no evidence of jurisdiction in any of the areas that they proposed. In the window, WARN filed a total of 213 applications. Previously, 10 applications that were in groups of mutually exclusive applicants were dismissed. This mass dismissal has resulted in 18 groups of mutually exclusive applicants now becoming singleton. WARN has 30 days to file for reconsideration of the decision. After that, the newly made singletons will be considered for filing acceptance. So far, the FCC has reached decisions on 44% of the LPFM filing window applications, including 11 new grants from today. The Investigations and Hearings Division of the Enforcement Bureau has adopted a forfeiture order of $25,000 to Rocking M Media, LLC, and Melia Communications, licensees of 6 FM and 3 AM stations in various Kansas communities. On October 16, 2023, the Enforcement Bureau issued a $25,000 notice of apparent liability against Rocking M and Melia for failing to upload EEO reports to their public file and station websites, failing to broadly recruit for certain vacancies, and failing to analyze their EEO program and failing to maintain their recruitment records. In response to the NAL, the licensees did not directly challenge the findings in that NAL, but they do state that they previously filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and are beginning to sell their assets, and that it would be unnecessary for them to adjudicate the matters alleged in the NAL, and that the matter at this point is largely moot. Because the licensees failed to rebut the proposed findings in the NAL, the Bureau will affirm the NAL with this forfeiture order. IHD also adopted forfeiture orders of $100,000 each to Telnexus LLC and IK Communications, doing business as a Montel. In February and March of 2022, the Enforcement Bureau issued NALs to both companies alleging apparent and willful and repeated failure to file annual worksheets and failing to respond to letters of inquiry made by the Bureau. As neither company filed responses to their original NALs, the Bureau affirms the $100,000 forfeitures in each case. And the award goes to the FCC. In a news release, the commission has announced that they have received a Technology and Engineering Emmy Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences for the creativity and engineering design of the FCC's broadcast incentive auction. The auction, which was intended to clear television spectrum in the 600 megahertz band for wireless providers, incented TV licensees who either moved their stations to a different television band or completely surrendered their licenses. The broadcast incentive auction resulted in $19.8 billion in gross auction revenues from wireless providers and provided over $10 billion in payments to 50 winning broadcasters and sent $7.3 billion to the U.S. Treasury to offset the national debt. The Incentive Auction Task Force previously won the 2018 Edelman Award for Outstanding Use of Operations Research and Data Analytics by the Institute for Operations Research and the Management Sciences. FCC auctions were central to the 2020 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences, which was awarded to Paul Milgram and Robert Wilson for their fundamental advances in auction theory and design, including new and better auction formats for more complex situations in which existing formats could not be used. We are reaching the one-year anniversary of the FCC's auction authority being lapsed due to a lack of action by Congress to reinstate that authority. A lack of auction authority is preventing the FCC from moving ahead on new spectrum for broadband users, the expansion of full-service FM broadcast services, including six new FM allotments in Hawaii that were adopted today, as well as any hopes for a future filing window for new commercial FM translators. FCC Today, the podcast is available on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Please like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification dinger. It's also available on Podbean, TuneIn, Apple, iHeart, and other podcast providers. For up-to-the-minute action at the Media Bureau and throughout the agency, visit our website at fcc.today. REC Networks, always on at recnet.com. For assistance with LPFM, full-service FM, and FM translators, contact REC Networks at 202-621-2355. For now, I am Michelle Bradley, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist, wishing you a good day from Riverton. REC.